was throwing colors on the wall. And you were at the sand.
Good afternoon, good evening. Hello, hello. I'm so glad to talk to you again. This is Veronica Entwistle. And I'm talking about, well, this is the show called Radiance by Design. I'm talking about you and how you are a radiating vehicle of light. You are one who downloads high-frequency energies into the thicker or denser frequencies of the body. And we have these amazing experiences on this planet because we're working our way to a higher consciousness collectively and individually. So in my radio show, I love you to call in. We want to talk about you, where you're going, what you're doing. We like to do meditations that help us all shift our energy individually as well as collectively. When I say shift our energy, it's like bringing up, becoming aware of denser frequencies which play out in your life in the form of creating a reality. And we want to change that. We want to be conscious about changing the subconscious old patterns, or even the conscious old patterns that keep imposing themselves on the reality that you're trying to create that's so darn magnificent you can't even believe it. So why aren't you rich and so on so far? Why aren't you, why are you still looking for your prince or princess charming when you've been programming for quite a while? A couple of things I want to say about that is it might be on your path to have to work out certain issues very carefully in this lifetime in order to fuel the wisdom of your soul and complete some of the drives that it has. And so you might not manifest something as somebody else manifests real fast. Today on Radiance by Design, I want to talk about the journey of the soul, the journey of your soul, and what does it take to know what your soul journey is all about in this lifetime. I always know, and most of you do too, that the soul is like a stream of consciousness and an energetic stream of consciousness that always looks very beautiful to me. And it goes through all kinds of places in the universe. And it lives through many, many experiences. The soul carries on. Put our body around it for a while, and we get a lot of information from our experiences in the body. And the soul digests it, and then we move on, and then we move on. And we're going to talk about what kind of nudges does it give us so we can find out what the actual imprint of your soul is, what it's looking for in this lifetime, and how can you best express it. We're going to go into a lot of that. We can use things like astrology, enneagrams, intuitive stuff, and more. But the first thing I want us to do is to do an energy-creating exercise so that, my throat's a bit weird right now, excuse me, so that we can actually create a vibrational space in which we're less buffeted about by all the random energies out there in the world. And so let's all join each other by, what we're going to do is join each other with the intention of separating from one another and creating a wonderful haven, a vibrational haven, or a wonderful workshop that we can use to protect ourselves out in the world and to also enhance the rate at which we can do both clearing. My guides always say that most of our manifestation is about 95% clearing, and it's our healing, isn't it? You know, we're going to find a nice workshop space where we can do more clearing and more clear manifestation. I just like to say a bit about myself, as I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor, and I work with a wonderful, loving stable of guides and angels. And they love it when we're on the air. They were saying, this should be a lot of fun today. Because all of you, everybody listening to BBS Radio, without exception, I'll betcha, is really attuned to the fact that you have a unique soul journey and is working away on clearing and on enhancing the expressions of your true self and your true nature and your soul. And what's the difference between all those things? Well, we're going to talk about that as we go through this hour of Radiance by Design. Then I'm going to take your calls as well. So let's everybody close your eyes, unless you're driving. Take a few very deep breaths in order to shift the denser frequencies inside, the way your body locks in old reactions. Another one. And we're going to call in the golden light and swish the golden light through your body from your feet all the way up your legs and into your torso and absolutely fill your torso, your belly, solar plexus with golden purifying light. Gold light is very loving. And move that golden light into your chest, into your shoulders and down your arms till your fingers tingle. Move that golden light back up your arms through your shoulders, shoot it up through your neck, and have it fill your head. And shoot up through the top of your head to connect with the great central sun. Excuse me, I have a bit of an allergy. I'll have to keep clearing my throat today, it seems. And now let's go in and create a much more powerful radiant space in which we can protect ourselves and manifest. So let's just take a minute and see above your head, perhaps a mile and a half or 2 miles. Sometimes you can make it higher to give it a little bit more power. A golden ball, and it's a beautiful golden ball. And take a look at it. Kind of colors there. Gold, and what mine is gold and white. Because it has other metals in there that just really enhance its vibration. And now below your spine, perhaps 20 feet, another golden ball. And now there's a series of golden balls around your waist, 8 feet in radius from the body. A series of these bright, bright golden balls. Oh, and I forgot to connect from the upper golden ball to the one below your spine. Drop a filament of light that's very radiant, and it runs right through your spine. That's it. And very often you can feel it. Enjoy that feeling. And now that you've got the circle of golden balls around you, can you feel that as well? And then drop from the upper golden ball down to the circle of golden balls, many, many, many pink filaments of light, radiant, radiant strings of light. You can feel yourself in a canopy of light. And then again, from the circle of balls to the lower ball, a great number of filaments of light. And be inside this structure, which points upwardly and points down. And now inside of that structure, create an etheric crystal ball, the edges of which nudge the inside edges of your structure. You feel the feminine resonance there. And now you move into the double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and three-sided pyramid pointing down. And then meet in the middle so that you're in a diamond-shaped structure. And as you're in this diamond-shaped structure, you want to feel it as you spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Good work. And whilst you're spinning, see in front of you an excellent screen, and on that screen you create all your little movies. This is an All About YouTube. All your little movies of what you want to create. And when you're doing that, you want to feel your own self. You feel what it's like to be in those movies, to create your feeling, your appearance, your relationships, your resources, whatever else you want to create. Good work. Keep going. You can also take in there, you know, we were just talking about the journey of the soul, and you can take in there some of your questions like, what is my soul journey? Why am I so bonded to so-and-so who I'm trying to move away from? That's a real indicator of soul stuff right there. You can take it into your structure and ask the question. I'm going to do that with somebody right this minute. And you sit in the structure. Uh-huh. What happened to me is I could see myself unhooking something from this person, and the structure really enhances that kind of activity. I wasn't making it happen. It showed itself to me as I put the situation in the structure up on the magic screen. What happened with your magic screen? Let's come on out of the structure. And is your double tetrahedron still turning? Is it still spinning? If not, spin it. Get into it and just spin it for a few minutes or a few seconds. And feel the shift in your frequencies. Good. So here we are on Radiance by Design again. And I'm going to start right off by giving the numbers. And I want to say also that what we're going to talk about today is, what does it take to know your journey? Who are you anyway? What are the clues? Nobody ever gave us a blueprint, or did they? Maybe they did. Maybe you've received clues all of your life. The guides were talking earlier about we have wisps of attention that the soul requires. Little nudges, little feelings of, what are the feelings that demand your attention? They're feelings of fulfillment, satisfaction, heart expansion, or deep frustration and loneliness. These are things that come up when we're not really answering the call of the soul. Now, I know also that those feelings can come up when we're into the subconscious or the shadow. But I'm talking about the soul journey here. Like, who are you? You're not just a person. You're somebody who's been floating around in the universe. Maybe not floating, actually driven around the universe for quite a long time. Me too. What's our mission? Let's figure out some of the clues while we're talking today on Radiance by Design. All right, this is the number. The U.S. number is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Call in with your questions. We're going to talk to you about your life and how to change some of the energies in your life in order to create what you want. Because I'm an energy person, and I don't like to do predictions because I believe we can change them, don't you? But predictions are sometimes good just to show you where you're headed and how you're maybe getting in the way of your own soul journey, or maybe you're actually at the helm of your own soul journey. We'll see. If you're listening from Canada, the numbers are 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And the direct line, and I guess that's for you people from Europe, the direct line here is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Now let's go on about the soul journey. Excuse me. One of the things that a lot of you have studied about your soul journey is astrology. And I used to laugh because I've been very cheeky in my life. Of course, that's changed entirely as I mellow out with being 100 years old now. But astrology, I used to say, you guys don't need, oh, goody, I've got a caller. I'll finish my little tidbits with about astrology as an energetic map of your soul journey. Hello, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, good evening. This is Larry from Malaga. How are you doing, Veronica?
I'm doing really well. How is it in Spain right now?
Perfect, perfect night.
Great. So how are you? What can we do for you? You've got a really nice light, but a bit of sadness. You know that?
I'm sorry?
I say you have a lovely light, but you have some sadness.
Yes. The question is, what is my present situation has to do with my soul journey?
That's a good question. All right, let's take a look. You know what's interesting about you? Part of the thing about, is it Lourdes? Is that how I say it?
Yes.
Okay. Part of the thing about your soul journey and your sadness right now is that you have limited an aspect of your life. And you know that. If I say that, you can say, I know that. And there's a way in which your there's a push going. Do you feel it in your stomach? There's a push going on in your body, and it pushes up against your head. There's something that you need to do, but you make, I don't know whether it's excuses. I know you're changing a lot, because I've seen you off and on for a few months now doing this kind of work. And it seems like you've already made some changes, but there's still something about your soul journey that's trying to meet its requirements. And you're holding it back, because we always do. We're the ones who hold it back, right? And it seems like
yes.
It's your ties and your bonding with other people at this time that's really still holding you down. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you know what it is you want to do, or do you just feel some kind of urge and it makes your head turn?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you want to do?
Well, it's a little bit difficult, yes, to identify what goes with my soul journey.
Well, it seems like you have some kind of really wonderful healing service to give. And it seems that, now this is really interesting because it seems that as you step forward, until you do some clearing of some ancient traditional, I guess they're fears or attachments to the way to be. Till you do some clearing of that, it's really hard to experience with clarity the kind of vision that you deserve to have. You understand what I mean?
So it has to be a physical. I have to take a physical action regarding my life.
Yes, I would, if I were you. I would take a physical. Do you meditate?
Yes.
And you're very intuitive, right?
Yes.
So you know what I mean if I say you got something running through your body-mind that blocks some aspect of your brain. So deep down in the body, the soul's pushing and saying, I've got something for you. You know, you and I have something to do. And what the body's holding on to is not letting that happen. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that has to do related with my the pain in my spine and apparently I'm having a hernia in my spine.
You have a hernia? Herniated disc?
Yes, it just came up. Flourish up after 10 years.
Oh my, that's pretty painful, huh?
Yeah.
It seems like that appears, and I'm not saying this in a glib way, everyone. This is something that happens in the body when we feel trapped. And remember this, and this is also a very general, universal kind of statement, that you can have the kind of drama it takes to keep you in conflict and pain, but we can also shift that drama and come up with the solution. It's not wrong to have the pain. It's all preventing you from doing what it is you want. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And it looks to me, when I look at you psychically, which of course is what I'm doing, I feel like you're being pulled in this direction by this person and in this direction by this person, and then in the middle I kind of get a headache, get vague, and my body doesn't feel good. You understand what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if you can hear me clearly, can you?
Yes, I can.
Good.
I feel. It's time to make a decision, that's all.
Well, you know what it is. And the reason for that is because it hurts. And this happens a lot. The guides were talking earlier about it's our drama that really helps the soul get wiser. And it sometimes is the drama that really pushes us to look at the soul journey. And there's something going on with you that's saying, this is too much. I need to express something, and I really need to. It's like you need to do something that's very, very creative and really sensitive and has a lot to do with, I would say, healing, but I want to say it's more like being an art healer rather than having to go out and fix people. It's more like you have an artistic presentation that needs to come through. And it's very serious because your body. So I would say to you, what I would do if I look at this, I'd go, I'd start painting. Do you already paint?
No, never.
Okay. I would start doing... Sorry, go ahead.
know that I'm not a talent for painting at all.
Well, it's funny because I feel like this. When you start being really creative in a way that is not necessarily practical, meaning most people don't paint in order to make a living, right? Mm-hmm. If you do something like that, what it does is it unlocks some of the aspects of the being that really touch the soul. And when you start doing that, I feel like you're going to be standing up talking. You're coaching people, you're helping people, and you seem to be very independent of the people that at this time you're balancing your life with. You understand what I mean?
I heard the last phrase, but I don't understand it.
It's just that I see you pulled between two people, for example. And the route out is to be doing what you're very creative about and just move forward and not be concerned so much with whether they like it or approve or whatever. And after a while, they catch up. They start feeling and seeing and knowing and comprehending the new you, which is a very loving, vivacious, and vital performer of some sort. And the thing about the back, I'm not saying also be too simplistic about physical problems, because physical is pretty dense. It's hard to turn it around in a second. But it seems like your back gets way easier when you're being more artistic.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
In general, yes, only that the artistic part never been.
You haven't even tried, honey.
Well, that's right.
The guys are saying it in a funny way. They're saying, well, you know what? You have this part of you that's been held away because reality has imposed itself upon you. And, of course, we always choose that. But it's time now. There's a part of you that wants to throw off the yoke and just do something that's beautiful, that's colorful, that really touches yourself. It'll touch other people if it touches you. You got to do me first right now. And if you don't do it, fine. But if you, well, actually, it's interesting. If you don't do something, your life is not bad, right? But if you do something, you can shift from being okay to really on your path at a new level. And it's being on our path that really stokes the fire of who we are. We really burn up inside when we're feeling fulfilled. And it's a wonderful feeling.
I do want to, I just don't know exactly how, but I will meditate and see what I need to explore, like, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I would explore in a non-intellectual way for a bit. Because it looks like if you can do that, and you know what? When you really want to do some painting or something and you don't even know how to start, go bake bread or do something that's got all the stuff that can be finished in a certain period of time so that you actually have a creative release. And it's really wonderful to do something like that, and you'll find that you evoke in yourself a different response to life when you're being creative. Because the guides are saying this, when you start opening up your creativity, especially in the next 6 months, you're going to find that you're going to end up talking, standing up, giving talks, teaching, expanding people, getting a big kick out of yourself. And I don't know if it's dancing, but I know you love music, or at least you will.
And dancing, yes.
Yeah.
Dancing, yes.
And all of it seems to come out of a kind of a creative verve that you're going to start with. And that's because it's not the end. It's the handle we turn in order to get to the next level of self.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Perfect. Thank you very, very much.
Well, I expect
like
to
always.
Hear about your first painting show.
About my first?
Your first art show.
Okay.
I'm just playing with you.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm eager for you to do whatever your creativity is. I'm eager to hear about it.
Okay, you will.
Good.
Love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Isn't that interesting? Because our bodies will very often start suffering. Now, the spine is how we hold ourselves up, isn't it? It's kind of the central, it holds the central nervous system. It's really how we hold ourselves up on the planet. And a lot of us, as we get older, have a spine that crushes on us or just won't work properly anymore. And, you know, if you're not really doing your thing and if you're really, really trapped is a good word. If you're really responsible and you're doing what it takes to be responsible, but you're not being fulfilled regarding who you are and the unique you that you are, very often your body is going to go through a lot of torment. I always tell the story about how I my guys told me once not to do something. I did it anyway. I went and met somebody at 5 in the morning, was going to go for a hike. The guide said, definitely do not go. And I went because I didn't want to leave this person in the lurch. So I found out a whole bunch of things that day, which were, first of all, I found out he was married. Second of all, somebody broke into my car, took my purse and all my purple plates, which I used for giving for people for healing and so on. I also wrecked my ankle that day. My ankle was stuck between two rocks, and I twisted it. Anyway, the long and the short of it is I went, okay, you told me not to go. That was many years ago, and there's nothing wrong with my ankle most of the time unless all of a sudden I get really insecure, and then you know what? I can barely walk. I act like I'm crippled. And seriously, it's excruciating, and it's also quite hilarious because I literally have a leg that's dysfunctional. But because I am a rather dynamic soul, when I figure out what's going on with it and I figure out where the insecurity is, ba-doing, my ankle's better. And it's interesting because then I can just carry on and act like I have no ankle problem. So just saying to you, there's a really good example of what happens to the body when our emotions come up or when we're blocking stuff. And a lot of people who block things will have, like, stiffness of joints. A lot of, and we're going to do some of this today. When we clear the energy attachments to other people, it's amazing what happens as well. And as a lot of you know, I work with Jackie Silvitti on Thursday nights, and she does an energy clearing system. I do one as well. It's not quite the same. But she does one, and I was asking to clear my daughter because we have all this soul stuff between us. And I thought, it would help her, and it would help me if we cleared her. And you know what happened is that my body literally became more flexible. My hips and my legs felt immediately much freer and much more able to do the yoga that I love to do at nighttime and so on. And I just thought it was such a great teaching tool that when I clear my adorable of my daughter, whom I love very much, from my body, that's her energy, fields, from my energy fields, I have more flexibility on a physical level. Well, guess what? You can probably download that into the mental, emotional, and spiritual levels as well. So let's go back into, and I hope that you'll call in because I really enjoy your calls. Let's go back into the ways that we can map the journey of our soul. I'm an energy person, and my guides have taught me so much about how we are vibrational vehicles of light and that we're energy. And so when I talk about clearing and releasing, it's very often energy clearing and energy releasing. And I started to say that I used to be kind of glib about astrology, like, you guys don't need all that. You don't need astrology. But through the years and doing sessions, which I've done for almost 25 years now, I've noticed that you can tell, I look into somebody's vibrational self, and I can quite often tell a little bit about their astrological chart, if not a lot. Sometimes I can actually see the chart. But the reason that I'm even bringing it up is because it tells me that your energy might be fiery and laterally expanding. Somebody else's, I used to look at people and go, you must be a Scorpio because I can see your energy kind of like a cyclone moving up slowly from way down deep. And I could see that when they had a great idea, it would move around down by the perineum before they actually get it in their mind. And I learned to say, you must be a Scorpio. And they'll say, oh, yes, I am. Or else they'll say, well, no, but I have a moon in Scorpio or I have a Mars in Scorpio or something. And I start to realize that astrology, and this is always how I learn, is through experience with my guides and angels and my clients, I suppose. Astrology is really a map of the energies that you're going to use And they'll combine forces to help you get to where you want to go as a soul, to where you want to go as a spirit self and see what it is you want to get to. So we have, when I say we don't come with a blueprint, well, you know what? Get your chart done, because you have a bit of a blueprint there. And the journey of the soul tells you all about the north node in the chart, and I won't go into this, except the north node and the south node tell you the direction that you're headed in this life. So where's your soul been? Well, my north node tells me, well, I don't want to talk about mine on this. Yeah, well, I'll talk about it. My north node tells me that I'm headed toward more and more work in this life. Or another way to look at it is that my fulfillment will come through my work, and I will present it more and more as I get older. Well, I'm 100 years old now, and I figure I'm at the beginning of my game, so I guess that's right. But it also tells me that nesting in family of origin is not going to work for me in this life, that I'm essentially in exile in order to be... It's like a slingshot, isn't it? You go from this part where I'm kind of in exile in order to have the impetus to drive myself forward and get to where my work is evolving in my later years to a much greater public appearance or whatever we want to call that. So I'm just saying that you get your blueprints, and they're really interesting, and how you move ahead shows up in your chart. Any of you astrologers probably want to talk about it. Children that we have a lot to do with our soul journey and their soul journey as well. And back to astrology, for example, if you have, say, your Mars, which is your initiating force, new sexuality, and so on, in the fifth house, you're probably going to have children that are karmic or children you've known in other lives. So there you have some work that you've got to complete, because you know that we have soulmates and we have all kinds of soul connections amongst people. And very often, why we talk about them as soul connections, because they're hugely bonding. And they're push-pull. They'll drag you through the mire sometimes, and they'll also light you up sometimes, because the connection that you're making with people from the soul is not just, hello, we're on the planet. It's like, wow, I know you. And when there's a heartache, it goes really deep. And when there's ecstasy, it's huge. So that's indicators of when you're on a soul journey with a person. And I hear from people, they say that we're always born into the same grouping of family, and that all those souls in your family of origin are people that you've been with over and over again. I think that's partly true. But I also believe, from seeing what I see, that that we aren't necessarily always bonded to our soul, or our soul family doesn't always show up in our family of origin. And I don't think there's one special rule. I think it has a lot to do with your particular soul journey. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? I wonder who devised this. To take a deep breath here. Oh, good. We've got a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My name is William. I live in St. Louis, Missouri.
Good. Welcome. What is your first name?
Yes. Yes. I'd like to thank you for your wonderful guided meditations. It really does it for me. So thank you for that.
Great. Are you new to the show, or have you listened before?
I've listened once before, and it really struck me in a way, so I had to catch it again.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. So what's your question today? Are you here to talk about your energy and your soul journey?
Well, I guess where I'm at right now on that is, it's almost like a shedding of a skin, in a sense. It's
right.
Letting go of that which is no longer suitable to me. You know, on a day-to-day basis, it's amazing. I even look back 2 weeks ago, and it's like, it's just a lot of just letting go, you know.
Oh, great. How long have you been at that?
For as long as I can remember.
And what is your first name again? I didn't hear it.
My first name is Ryan.
Ryan. And can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 23.
Great. So you're working at yourself really young, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of you younger people are much faster than we were. I keep saying I'm 100 years old. Well, maybe not like that. But some of you kids come in and you're just like, you look to me like you're fairly conscious about some aspects of your soul, and you have been since you were maybe since you were born, but I'm seeing like two or three, you got into some wisdom. You didn't have much abuse, did you?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a relationship with a female that was not necessarily, you know, at
friendly.
A certain point, it became, you know, at least somewhat, it just wasn't right anymore. So it was, again, with the letting go aspect, you know. So I guess, in a word, no.
Well, here's what I'm seeing as you release your shed, as you shed your skins, and I like that metaphor. You're coming to terms with you've got a very big, very loving heart, but you're kind of growing into it in terms of being able, as you get older, you're going to be someone who really has to give love to a lot of people. And I'm not talking sex here, I'm talking a really big understanding of the human suffering and plight and a really deep love that you have for people. Do you know you already experienced some of that?
Well, I had a dream last night.
Oh, good.
What I've been working on right now is increasing my compassion for people, you know, is...
Excellent.
And myself, you know. I had a dream last night. If I can indulge, I can tell you about it. It was me in a supermarket, and I'm just running amok in this place. I'm just, you know, I'm the only person that I see, and I'm just like, you know, I'm doing whatever I can. I'm just basically, you know, just doing whatever, you know, random thing that pops in my head just because I know nothing better. And then I do something like I smash an egg on a person, and then I'm just like, you know, careless with it, and then I look at them. And I was like, so, you know, just in my careless action, I'm like, well, how did that make you feel? And then I connected with what that made them feel. And then it just, like, the whole thing dawned on me. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, you know, I was completely careless with this action. And that's what that compassion link was, you know, right at that moment where it was like a dawning, you know, compassion of understanding what's going on, you know, around me and what this habitual reflex action that I have to people and things around me without even thinking, you know. So at that moment where I touched base with that person, this feeling, I turned around and walked out of the supermarket, and that was the end of my dream. And what that said to me was, well, it said a lot, but I guess in a short statement, I have to be compassionate.
I think it's wonderful. Pardon me?
I'm sorry?
I just said, pardon me, I just over-talked you. But you know what? How early did you become aware of your soul's promptings?
Well, I guess I was just interested into astral projection from conversations with people. I had friends who were, you know, like, they consider themselves Wiccan, and then, you know, I got into, you know, understanding what the chakras were, and it just kind of, you know, I guess in a very linear way, it's one step after another step, and you, you know, just get where you're going.
It started when you were quite young, though, didn't it?
Well, I've always had it. You know, I've always had this connection, this whole world inside of me, you know, that the world kind of didn't relate with. And for the longest time, I kept that in, you know, as kind of like on a back burner going on, you know, like a dual consciousness kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, it started very young, you know. I can't remember a time before when it wasn't there.
Well, it's excellent. I mean, it's really wonderful, actually. So, yeah, do you have any questions? Because I thank you for your call. I love to look at your spirit self, and even though you have accomplished a lot at 23, you're going to open up by about 28, which, again, is back to astrology, is the Saturn return time. But you're going to really find yourself, like, ripening and really ready for service by that time. It's wonderful. I don't know what kind of service you're going to give, but you'll talk to people, and you'll talk to more than one at a time, maybe large groups, and you will love it.
Yeah.
And that's not because I said so, I don't think. I think I just see your heart opening and you really wanting to just do that, you know.
Definitely accomplish what we want to do.
Yeah, well, when we do accomplish anything we want to do, it's from the soul. We feel so great, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
That's an interesting call because that's a young person who's been awake for quite a while. When I say awake, a lot of people don't trust that they have a reason to follow their soul journey, but most of the people listening to this show would. But in any case, your soul journey is going to bring you way more heartfelt satisfaction and ability to have what Ryan was talking about, which is compassion for other people, than anything. I know a lot of people my age category who are retiring and so on, and a lot of them just want to find that thing that they can do that's their own thing. And that's a part of the soul journey, too. The other thing that one of the other things that we've learned about is the Enneagram. And the Enneagram has 9 different soul paths that are expressed. And then it has, they're just numbers from 1 to 9. And it's not numerology. And for a lot of you who already know about it, you know that it's an ancient tradition, which we know of as Sufi, but apparently it is very from other galaxies. It's ancient. And I'll talk about it after we take this caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Or is it evening where you are?
It's California.
Good afternoon, then, darling.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Great. Having fun.
I was calling because I wanted a reading on a thing I made for my son, whether he's going to like it or not. It's a stained glass window.
I think he's going to love it, but
okay.
He's perplexed about something because, let's go back to the soul journey here, Vicki.
What was the sentence before that?
I said that he's going to be a little perplexed, and the reason is that he's going to have an emotional response to on part of it, and he won't know why.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I would say, mum's the word, keep quiet and watch, because what you've done is evoking in him an emotional response which is coming from the soul, but he doesn't know why he feels that about it.
Yeah, I've had that response myself.
Isn't that nice? That's just your inner talking to you, saying, oh, we've been here before. Oh, this is important.
Very cool.
And people might say, well, what do I do then if it's important and I don't know? Again, the guides always say this, just stop and really respect those feelings, those little jolts, because more information will come up. If it's completions from the soul, it'll be completed more by living in respect for it. But otherwise, you'll get more information about it, maybe not in the moment, but over time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like stop and respect what happened. You have some kind of tie with your son that is somehow connected with some aspect of this beautiful piece of stained glass.
What was that last part? With what?
With the beautiful piece of stained glass.
Oh. Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting because I don't know if I can say it because for some reason emotion's coming up in me.
Good. That's a soul talking too, isn't it?
I guess so. he never, you know, I do a lot of creative things and he never asked me for anything and... And I gave him something for his birthday last year, and finally he said to me, he says, you know, or Christmas or something, he says, the only thing I've ever asked for is a stained glass window, and he never, you know, and it just hit me, and I just went, oh, okay. You know, and it really hit me as something really important to do, so.
See, here's another thing you said, it really hit me.
Yeah.
That's the language of the soul right there, isn't it? Right? It could be the shadow and all that, but I'm seeing such a connection with him, and there's a part of it that he's perplexed by. So let that be. Don't take a negative response to that. Just let it be interesting and just stay in that flow.
Just observe it.
Yeah, because over time, you know, the things that wear well on us,
mm-hmm,
aren't necessarily the ones that we're immediately attracted to.
Yes.
And I think that's true for lots of people. But
yes.
He's going to be extremely appreciative, and it's very beautiful.
Oh, cool. Great.
So wonderful. Wonderful work.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I haven't made one since he was a baby. Yeah, that was like 30 years ago.
Did you feel fulfilled?
I loved it. I was so much easier this time, and I figured it was because I'm not who I was then.
Exactly. So you trust your creativity.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't, I mean, just, yeah, exactly. I also, in the mechanics of, you know, just putting it together, it's interesting. It went down as if I had practiced, but I hadn't made a window for 30 years. And I just found it interesting that I was better at it than I was before, but I hadn't made one.
You know what's interesting about that is that, you know, the chakras, a lot of you at home know that the throat chakra is where we synthesize wisdom out of everywhere we've ever been and everywhere we're going. And also the throat chakra, if you want to exercise it, it's about creativity. It's about art, dancing, painting, drawing, singing, yodeling, whatever. And I noticed through time, because like I always say, I'm 100 years old, I've noticed that if you are growing and growing and growing like mad and going through things and becoming more conscious, whatever is your artistic endeavor improves. I see that over and over again.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and that sort of validates the work of the soul and the transformation.
Oh, yeah, I just have had an artistic explosion this year, or for the last year, I should say, including last year and this year for at least a year.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, because it's a lot of things I used to do when I was young and just kind of life, you know, got in the way. And I quit doing them, and so it's bringing back a lot of the joy.
Well, you know what, Vicki? You said life got in the way, and I'm chuckling going, you know what? You took on all of this material. It's ore, right? And
mm-hmm.
now you're putting it back out again.
Yeah.
Excellent work. And I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was sort of interesting, wasn't it, to think that we get more creative, or Vicki's getting more creative. And also, when the soul speaks through us, in her creativity, her soul is speaking to her son's soul. You watch that. That's a wonderful kind of stuff. And you know what? When that's true, it doesn't have to make sense. You just stand in awe and appreciate something that comes to you that touches your soul. You'll know it, you just feel it, and it may be funny looking. I don't know. I'm not saying that about Vicki's glass art, but I'm saying when you get those feelings, stick with them, because they're where you're talking to your soul. So now I started talking about the Enneagram. I don't know, that's kind of a big subject right now. How's our time? Yeah, that's a bit big of a subject for right now. The Enneagram is a wonderful delineation of drives of the soul. And we'll talk about that one day. I'll bring in my wonderful partner, Bob Hoover, and he can illuminate that because he's an aficionado of the Enneagram. So I want to talk about also, you know, we were talking about connections with other people that you're bonded on the soul level. When there's this kind of push-pull or there's this relentless feeling of I need to be with this person. And when you have those soul connections, very often, well, say you have to part. You have to break up with somebody because you've got this supposed, in quotes, soulmate relationship, and for some reason it's tearing both of you apart. Okay, you know, that is an unusual because the souls, when they meet, carry an awful lot of prior information. So you might be engaged in the process of bringing your gifts up, but because of the drama, I'll be with you in 1 minute. Because of the drama, there's a lot of push-pull and a lot of really difficult understanding because the understanding should be relating to the soul, not to the person. So we're just going to leave the soulmate thing and talk to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Another Vicki.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Vicki squared.
Yeah, it's always strange saying my name when somebody else has the same name.
Hey, that's my name.
Yeah. Oh, goody. And then I go, oh, goody, another Vicki. Yay. So I have a question.
Good.
About my soul path. And I know there's a lot involved in my soul path, and I don't have to figure it all out. Just kind of allow it.
Yeah, because the thing about figuring it out is that will not enhance the journey too much.
Right.
Recognizing it is different than figuring it, isn't it?
But it seems like my soul path right now is going through being supported.
Oh, nice.
And it's kind of interesting because in moments I feel very supported and very divinely loved. And then I don't even know quite know how to explain it, except for it's like I know it's there and I know it within myself, but I don't feel it around me. I don't see it around me. Is that the soul going through a knot hole?
Well, I think those numb spots, those faithless places, right? That's where we have to stay still and really observe.
Uh-huh.
For me, when that sort of thing happens, it usually means I'm on my own and I have to really prove something to myself. I have to live into something.
Uh-huh.
I call it initiation things, and they often go really numb. And I never hear my guides at that point, nothing.
Yes.
And it's now because I'm 100 years old, I say, oh, no, not this again.
Right.
But I can usually stay still for it. And when you stay still for it, it just shifts, and all of a sudden you're back into the pulse again. It's not that the soul goes away. It's that something is being decided by you that's impacting the soul journey. And that's a part of your journey right there. You're a transformer. You're a healer. You're feeling very fragile right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
And
let's everybody send light to Vicky right now. Make you feeling fragile, because that's something we can do to help each other feel really strong. When we're going through these issues of the soul, we do get fragile. We don't feel the robust, earnest support that's usually around us.
Right.
I would jump into a structure and make a womb-like place for myself.
Yeah, and I, you know, structures seem to have become my safe haven.
That's what they're supposed to be, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And also, when you step out, now this is true for lots of people, and the other Vicky who called in too, when you step out of this feeling, you're going to come, Lourdes that came, the call from Spain, when you step out of the feeling that you're in and you transform, then boom, you're out there. See?
Yeah.
And so we have these undulances. We're really frail and really vulnerable. We've got to get to be vulnerable in order to create, don't we?
Right.
Yeah, and that's just where you're at. I love it, because you're going to burst forward. How's your horse?
I'm still doctoring him. He talked about, relationships. I went out there the other day, and I had just gotten done doctoring him, and he was fine. He's been really great, you know. And he sticks his head through the feed window and pins his ears and rolls his eyes, and I just lost it. And I jumped into his stall, and I said, how dare you? I've had a horrible day. And usually he runs, you know. But he turned around, and I swear to God, he was laughing at me because he invoked that block that was in me, which I found quite interesting because he wasn't even excited. He was just like laughing at me with his head down going, got you moving it. And I had a really rough day and I was like, you know, stuck inside. And deep in my heart, I have a real, soul connection with him. And
yeah, I can see it. It's a really beautiful soul connection, as if it's one where you're meant to push each other out of ways of limiting yourself, you know?
Yeah, and so I realized that. And one of the things I realized the other day is because I send him a lot of gold energy down his leg and stuff and try to get it to heal into his hoof. And I realized he was doing a strange thing with his neck and head, and I do a strange thing with my neck and head, too. And I thought, I wonder if this is about becoming more comfortable in our own light, and how the more I become comfortable in mine, he's allowed to come comfortable in his, and as he comes in his, I come in mine.
I really think that's true. And he's called Spirit Walker. Vicky's horse is called Spirit Walker. You know what, Vicky? I have to go.
Okay, sorry.
Much love, and thank you so much. You're doing better and better, and please give your horse we'll send him a big flashing light right now to wrap around his head and his heart. All right.
And thanks for your show and all the callers. Love them.
All right. Thanks, Vicky. Much love to you.
Bye-bye.
by, you know, we have another show coming up called Paradigm Shifters, and our Paradigm Shifter today is a really exciting woman named Juliette Nightingale. She's a wonderful soul, and she's had many, talk about soul journey, she's had many near-death experiences, the first one being in 1975-76, and she's going to talk a lot about how near-death experience shifts us into our soul journey, and also paying attention to death and how it can bring us more entranced by or energized by the journey of the soul, which sometimes takes us through death. I mean, we've all died many, many times. So stay tuned, and at the top of the hour, you'll meet me, Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, with Juliette Nightingale, who also has a show on BBS Radio, Juliette Nightingale from Toward the Light, and me, Veronica Entwistle. Incidentally, if you'd like to, please email me. Let me know what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, what you'd like to hear, any feedback you've got about yourself and your rapport with what we've done. And it's Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E, no H, .com. And if you'd like a session with me, I'd love to give you a session. And we'll talk about that too, Veronica at VeronicaAntwistle.com. Many blessings and much love to you all. We'll see you in a few minutes.